I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball. And I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me.
I hate stupid. I hate stupid. I hate stupid. Oh. Oh. Today is... That right there, that right there, what we just witnessed, that might be the that might just be the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. That was the dumbest basketball game. We just lost the dumbest basketball team that's ever taken the court. They fouled. The only way you can get back in that game, they're the most idiotic Auburn. I've seen them three times. That is the dumbest basketball team I've ever seen in my life. And we lost to them. You know why? Because we played dumber. It was dumb and dumber. And our coach, God bless him, the other coach is over there living and breathing and living and dying the whole thing. Our damn guy looks like he needs a shot of vitamin B1. What was that? I mean, I realize we could throw it in the ocean. I understand that. You gotta give me something better than that. I mean, you're making $2.5 million. You got to give me something better than that. I mean, you got to at least try. Look, let me tell you something, Rick Barnes. That wasn't just another game to us. I mean, I'm glad you got your guy over there coaching, Rob Lanier. I'm glad he's the head coach and you're just collecting a check. What was that? Tony Basilio welcoming you to another edition of Your Smart Way, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Did that just happen? When Auburn took that 13-point lead early in the game, I was laughing at that. I thought, there's no way in hell. There is no way they're beating us. And then Pearl bitching in the paper today because he was fired. You had a 3-year show cause. What did you want Tennessee to do? And then little Pearl over there, Stephen Effin Pearl, as he liked to call himself when he was here, because he ran this town. Stephen Effin Pearl, sitting over there with his mod look. He's mod. He's so mod. I'm gonna vomit. Let's look at some of the numbers. Hatfield, I bring you in against the backdrop that we've seen a lot of things, brother. A lot of things is what we've seen. Keith Hatfield, who was with me low these many years, breaking down hoops. Tennessee, he's a basketball expert from coast to coast. My co-host on In the Paint, which can be seen on Foxville 43 right here in town. With Coach Donnie Tindall, 6:30 on Tuesday nights. Keith, Donnie, and yourself, you said they had to control tempo. Donnie said they had to keep the turnovers under 15. They basically did the two things that you wanted them to do, but yet we lost to the dumbest team maybe I've ever seen in my life. I want your thoughts, first thoughts, then we'll go to the phones.
Well, you have to be able to make some shot. You're not going to win on the road starting out 1-12 from the field, most of which were good looks. I mean, it's not as if that Auburn forced them into bad shots or anything. They just didn't make anything. And that you dig the hole, you do it twice, and then at the start of the second half, Tennessee at the start of the second half was just dismal.
What was that?
The second half.
What was?
You missed two layups.
What was that? How about on defense? How about you play a little defense? That team's no good. They beat you today. That team is no good.
Oh, no, and neither is Tennessee. I mean, that's two mediocre at best teams that are both going to slog around 500. Probably you'll see kind of a reversal here in Knoxville. They won't make shots. We will, and we'll win a similarly ridiculous-looking game.
I mean, they have a bunch of lugheads. No offense to them. That is a lughead basketball team, Keith.
Well, there's a reason the guy with Kareem Canty's talent started his career at Marshall and is at Auburn now. There's a reason for that.
I think abysmal, as somebody just put up in the a second ago, is a great word for it. I didn't mean to shoot all over Rick Barnes, because really it's not Rick Barnes' doing. It's a miracle Tennessee's in that game. This Admiral Schofield can flat out play the game. Now, I'm glad the folks at CBS and somebody got in their ear and said that his name was Schofield. Actually, nobody got in their ear. His name is not Schofield. It's Schofield. But he showed out today. He showed out today. Admiral Schofield did, Keith. He's a nice player. And the designer, Armani Moore, had the worst game he's ever going to have. And I don't want to be critical of Kevin Ponder, but man, he's a little too aggressive today for my taste. You got to let this game come to you. Let that game breathe. You're playing a team that's stupid. I mean, you're playing a game that if you just keep that team in front of you, what breaks my heart about today's game, Keith, because I was telling the lovely Mrs. B, I said, if we get this thing to the five-minute mark, even as poorly as we played, and it's a 4 or 5 point game, Auburn will fold because they'll do things like they did with committing the foul. There at the end, where everybody in America lets Schofield score there, they're pushing from behind. I mean, they are terrible. Auburn is dumb. I don't know any other way to say it. Keith, we let them get away with it. And that makes me sick. I wanted that game today. That game counts as two games to me because it's Bruce Pearl. I wanted that game today.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I think everybody knows my opinion of Bruce Pearl. You talk about, and the fact that some portion of our fan base still kisses his ass is just the most ridiculous thing of all time. Guy comes out today and essentially says Tennessee should have taken a 3-year NCAA tournament ban at which everybody's allowed to transfer. So we should play with walk-ons for 3 damn years to soothe his ego and kiss up to him. He can go straight to hell.
Very subtle. Subtle today from Keith Hatfield. Tennessee loses 83-77. Some of the numbers that jump out. And by the way, if you want to get in, 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. As I am firmly ensconced here into the Raymere studio in Knoxville, to our Periscope viewers seeing us around the world, welcome in. My name is Tony Basilio. Website is TonyBasilio.com. The voice you're hearing is that of Keith Hatfield, who has been written for national publications, is published, also helps me out on television, and a guy who I believe will be a breakout star in the coming years when it comes to hoops. He obviously has a strong opinion of Bruce Pearl. I don't get Bruce Pearl. I don't get that. Yeah, the game means a lot to me. They fired me. They didn't fire you. Hey, Bruce, you fired you. And Stephen F. and Pearl, y'all fired y'all. Nobody fired you. Nobody forced you to lie. Or what kind of profession is... They fired me. Hey, I've been fired from jobs. Dude, you didn't get fired. You lied. In the real world, that's how it works. And I realize coaching isn't the real world. So, that said, it was a sickening result today. Now, unlike Keith, I'll always appreciate Bruce Pearl, what he did here. I treasure those years. It was so much fun. My one regret is that I didn't have the Ray Mears studio back then and wasn't able to interact with you game in and game out as part of that run. We took several bus trips back then. We had so much fun. But don't give me this nonsense, and it is nonsense, that you got fired. You didn't get fired. You fired you, which is generally how it works. You didn't get fired. Hell, I've been fired. You didn't get fired. I've had people walk in, stick a knife right in my back. Nobody did that to you. You did that to you. Fired. These people kill me. Let's go to the phones. Before I do, a few numbers. Keith, if I was to tell you today that Tennessee would shoot 11% from the field, 11 from three-point range. Now, here's my question for you. And this is just what I'm thinking while I'm watching this game. At some point, doesn't the coach have to say, no more threes? You shot 28 three balls today. Now, I know Rick Barnes has this affinity for Carolina. That was buzzball today. I mean, you're going to shoot 28 three balls? I mean,
well, I think the problem is, I think that just underscores the fact they don't have anybody that they can throw it to in the post.
There's a medium range jumper. There's a 12 footer. There's a get into the paint. He called that one timeout when they had the 13 point run and they climbed back in it. And how'd they climb back in it? They climbed back in it by making the extra pass and getting better shots. And I realized they couldn't throw it in the ocean. I totally understand that. Let's go to the phones. I'm befuddled by what we saw today. I am befuddled by what we saw today. Tennessee falls to 7-6. Pearl gets his first win. Tennessee now has home games with Florida and Texas A&M coming up in the next 7. Both will be interesting. 1-1 in that stretch would probably be good work. I just don't get how you can sit there as a head coach, Rob Lanier, you're the head coach, and let your guy shoot 28 three balls. Keith, is that a worthwhile criticism or not?
Well, I mean, there's something to be said for it. I just think that's how this team's going to play.
Well, that's stupid.
I think he's playing the percentages that you're not, the law of averages say you're going to make a few to even that number out at some point.
But you're in a game and you're not making them. I mean, you have to adjust. You're in a game. Stevie Wonder could see that. You were not making your threes today. I mean, at some point you got to go, guys, we're wasting possessions. And here's the thing. We're not playing a conventional basketball team. We're playing an Auburn team that's all-time stupid. They're stupid. You got to let that game come back to you, don't you?
Oh, I don't think that. I mean, they don't really have anybody down low that's going to block a lot of shots or anything. I certainly think taking the ball to the rim against them is probably the way you attack them.
Let's go to the phones.
We've got a lot of perimeter guys who aren't terribly good on the drive because they don't handle the ball particularly well.
I'm going to go to the phones. God, I wanted to have a great weekend. Let's get our first call in. Hello and welcome. You are on your Smartway Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Hello and welcome.
Hey, what's up, Tone?
Hey, who's this?
JM.
Hey, JM. Welcome, buddy.
Hey, JM.
Hey, guys. There's no doubt we shot too many threes today. There was one possession where Reese attempted one, and I thought they had a rule for him that he couldn't shoot unless there was less than 10 seconds on the shot clock or something like that. And I don't think that was the case on that attempt. There were some other threes that I had a problem with. But I would disagree a little bit that they should have stopped shooting threes. That's one of the only ways we can score. Hubs and Punter really are the only guys we have that can finish a floater down the lane.
But
just really, really limited.
But you're playing an Auburn team that has nothing inside. I mean, it's not like they have a presence inside. Let me tell you, in the first half, I was listening to part of the game, and I was listening to Sonny Smith talk about this. And yeah. Sonny Smith said, when Auburn got that 13-point lead, he said, I am really surprised Tennessee's not attacking down low. And he said, I know they're limited. He said, but we have nothing. He said, not only do we have nothing, but we have no depth. Hawaii got them in foul trouble and pummeled them down the stretch. And I was kind of hopeful that's what would happen here with us. But when you're sitting out there and you're attempting 28 threes, and at one point you're like, what, 1 of 20? 1 of 19, 1 of 20, whatever it was?
Well, that's too many. I mean, that's way too many to win a game. But I don't think you can say, all right, no more threes, period. Because if you run a good set and swing it out to a punter on the wing wide open, he's going to take that shot. But yeah, that's too many. 28 total, that's insane. I think, honestly, you probably win more games the less threes you shoot. Statistically, it seems like the big games that Tennessee's won in their history is when they've been more patient on offense. But I think you've got to take some. I mean, even if you are struggling, like I said, if you're 1 of 9 and KP gets a good look, I mean, I think he's got to put it up. But I'm just tired of these trash rosters, guys. I mean, I'm hoping this new class can come in here and breathe some life into this thing. It's just been miserable. 3 coaches in 3 years and, just all the stuff this fan base has had to go through, and hiring bald Jesse Jackson right after Pearl was a horrible fit. And then you hire a guy that, you know, I like Donnie, but, you know, had a little baggage. And, you know, now we're going through this season. It's not Barnes' fault. I think he's done a nice job, but I'm just sort of venting here, but I'm just, God, I'm just sick of this stuff. We got one guy that can play. It's just frustrating.
It's,
sorry, I didn't mean to go on a rant.
No, listen, don't apologize for that. Passion is what we do here, but, and you're right about Barnes. I went off on him earlier, and I'm just frustrated because I don't want to see Pearl pop off in our morning paper. Okay? Tell me that he got fired here. You know, that's
that was
like,
trash, what he said.
That's stupid. That's stupid.
That was awful. Well, I don't know why he would do that. He's supposed to, you know, he claims that he has love for this place. And that proved right there that he's just all for himself. That's just not something he should have said. No, nobody here did anything to him. That's not fair.
He fired himself. What is the matter with him and the other guy that coached here? The other guy ran. And the narrative from him is the guy that's at Cal, Keith, the narrative from the national media, Myron Medcalf, is that he got fired. He ran from here. He had a contract offer on the desk. What kind of profession is that?
Well, I mean, it's a profession full of egoists. I mean, Bruce Pearl, I mean, look. I mean, this is a guy that secretly recorded his conversation with a 17-year-old kid, doctored it to the point that the NCAA said it didn't even constitute credible evidence, and then acted like he was the last honest man on earth for 20 years. The fact this fan base ever liked that guy makes me want to vomit. He's been garbage for 30 years, and he's still garbage.
He was a great, Keith, he did a great job here.
I don't care. That doesn't change the fact he's a lousy human being.
Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. We're trying to unpack what happened today with Tennessee and Auburn. I'll be honest with you. That surprises me. I mean, I know that was a coin flip game going in, but just how ugly that game was. Oh, so ugly and to lose to them. This fan base deserves better, deserves more. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. Jeff and Blaine.
Hey, Jeff and Blaine. Welcome in.
Hey, man. That was one of those games that you knew you were the better team. You had the more quality pieces. And then when they came back from 13 down or something, you're like, okay. I mean, I never really was scared during that run they had because I know that we're the better quality team. But, you know, we played Gonzaga hard and, you know, we played Butler hard. We played everybody hard. And I just figured Auburn's they're just not very good. I mean, they're playing a walk-on. I mean, the kid that, I forget his name, it escapes me right now, but the walk-on, like, stole the ball from him on a drive. I mean, that guy ought to run.
Unbelievable.
He ought to run, like, he ought to run every stare in Thompson Bowling. I mean, you can't have that happen.
Jeff, we have a term, like, there's a term for what happened in suburbia in the 60s called white flight. You know, when the whites got out of the, ran in the cities, white flight, that's a term, that is used from city planners and sociologists. What Auburn has on their basketball team is white blight. They have some of the ugliest looking white guys. And the kid that played today, God bless him, as we say in the South, he's awful. I mean, white blight. That's what they have. I can't believe we let them beat us.
Yeah,
We can't believe it here in the Raymere studio.
That's a frustrating thing. I mean, you had a couple of things. We couldn't throw it in the ocean, and they could, you know, hit a buzzer beater, you know, with blindfold and one arm. I mean, they were just throwing up anything, they were just catching the breaks. And you know what, though? Dang it, that did look like a Tennessee team back in 2006 or something. I mean, the way we were shooting threes with our guys, had a few guys, Lofton and Smith, shooting threes. You know, you throw in a J.P. Prince in there like they use Harris today. I mean, you know, he's got the blueprint. And I don't know that he's going to do anything over there at Auburn. I mean, he just beat us, but that's not really saying much. But the thing that frustrated me, I'm not going to really fault Barnes. I didn't know if he was on the trip. Speaking of didn't make the trip, I don't know what happened to Moore. Did he have influenza or something like that? Or Armani certainly didn't show up. But the thing that really aggravates me about Barnes and the way he coaches game is in the last 2 or 3 minutes. I mean, who's our playmaker, Tony?
Well, no, you're exactly right. You got to get the ball in his hands, and that's my point. My point is today's game, it's important to us. Today's game's not just another game. That was not just another game on our schedule. And I'll tell you what, I don't sense a lot of urgency with Rick Barnes. But my man Bino has a good thing that he says when you hire a coach, get a guy, when you're at the University of Tennessee, where this is the best job they've ever had. And if you go back and you look at it, for Don DeVoe, that was the case. For Ray Mears, that was the case. For
Pearl,
that was the case. For Kevin O'Neill, Donnie Tindall, for this guy, it's not the case. See, this guy's doing us a favor by taking this job. Now, that's just reality.
Well, it's a sweet retirement package.
It's a great golden parachute. Now, Keith hates when I say that, but I don't get a lot of urgency from him on the recruiting trail so far. I don't. And he's done a nice job, you know, offensively and with the parts they have. And I'm not here to, you know, rain on the guy. But at the same time,
you gotta get that win.
That's what you're paid for. And Rob Lanier is the head coach. That's the deal. I mean, he does the media. What's Rick Barnes doing? I mean, I hate to trouble him. It's amazing he made the trip. I mean, he was probably hanging out with family over the holidays. I think it's great that he made the trip there. It just makes me sick that we lost that game. I hope I don't ruffle any feathers. It's aggravating. I mean, look. Did you notice that the Tubbses were there? They were like in the third row, Keith. Did you notice that?
Yes, I did.
The Thompsons made the trip. They came all the way from the ball game to get there. I mean, you gotta give me better effort than that. When the Thompsons are in the third row, Jeff and Blaine. But you're right, man. It was just a frustrating game. I'm sorry to go on. My bad.
No. I think you're speaking the voice of the common fan. I mean, that's how I was. You're just sitting there. You're just shaking your head like, what's going on here? I mean, I know it's on the road, but again, we've got, I mean, you match them up. We've got the first, you know, best six, their best six. I mean, the camp kid or whatever is pretty good. And, the Bryce, Brown guy or whatever, that Brent brought back bad football memories. But, you know, he was, you know, again, couldn't miss. But other than that, I mean, from a talent perspective, and I'm out the door. I know you got a full bank probably. Tubbs, you know, he showed a couple little signs there at the end of the game. Actually probably was the only, you know, bright spot there, like a 5-6 minute mark. But man, he's got to be better than that. He's got to be an 18 point guy. He can't give me, you know, 8 or 10. He's got to be better than that. He can't get blocked like that. I wish he would just get a little tough. He's just still soft, man. I don't know. But anyway, great show. I'm out the door.
Thank you, Jeff and Blaine. It was a, Keith, I don't mean to ramble on. Today was just a perfect storm of how we got beat.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know that I agree with Jeff that we've got more talent than they do. I mean, I think that's two pretty poor power conference rosters. I think that's two pretty lousy rosters.
But what we've been counting on, the reason that at least you did coming into this game, think that Tennessee could throw up a 10-8, 11-7 in this league, is the league soft. And
Auburn's one of a whole bunch of those.
There you go. That's what we're talking about on the TV show the other night. There will be, let's just think about it here. Out of the 18 league games we play, how many of them will be coin flips among good to mediocre teams like Tennessee is? Tennessee's a good to mediocre team. Depending on the night, they can be very good, they can be very mediocre, they can be bad like they were today. How many, Keith, out of the 17 games left, would you say that will be the matchup?
Other than A&M, the two games against Kentucky and probably the two games against Vanderbilt. There's nobody they shouldn't be able to play with.
Yeah,
talent-wise, LSU should be on that list, but they're coached by a complete mental midget. So it's just this roster. I mean, it's just a bad roster, and that's a product of three coaches in 3 years.
Exactly right. I think from a Tennessee basketball perspective, what frustrates me is that it's like we can't have anything nice, and I go back, and I'm going to go back to the phones here in a second, but just to make a point, as part of the undercard for today, I watched my Temple boys get blown out in their building by Rob Gray in Houston. Rob Gray was on this campus the day that Tindall got fired. He was coming here. Tindall looked us in the eye the other night and said, guys, you know, that guy was here. The guy from East Tennessee State that lit us up, Quinn, was supposed to be here. He was going to... The Shambari Phillips didn't play well today. Admiral Schofield did. Tindall, it's so sad he couldn't get out of his own way and created those problems. And now it's our problem. I mean, this thing, like JM said, it's going to be a couple years off. It just is. And we don't have a real hungry recruiter, Keith, and that's what scares me. Is that okay for me to say that, or am I being alarmist here?
I mean, I like this class far more than you do. I don't have any problem with this recruiting class as an initial shot. I mean, I think that it stabilizes the roster. I think then you try to build on that the next year and get a couple of elite guys. But I don't have any problem with that class. I mean, the one thing I've come to realize today is that Tennessee should thank God they're in the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah.
If Tennessee were in the Big 12, Tennessee might win four league games. Maybe.
Try this on for size. I have my $2 Missouri shirt. I literally got this thing at a TJ Maxx in St. Louis, and I got it really because it was $2. And Missouri, it's a safe, it's mustard yellow, it's hideous looking. But it's a safe thing to wear around here in basketball season because they literally don't matter. It's like they don't exist. Keith, can you imagine if they were still in that league?
The record, the roster they've got right now, they wouldn't win a league game.
I think
they'd go 0-18.
All lines are currently jammed. We're going to go back to our phones, try to get as many people in here as humanly possible. Patrick Doyle Dodson, Tony, you're going overboard with Barnes. I know I am. I realize that. I'll admit that. I wanted today's game. It's just frustrating. Sorry about that. You're right. I'm going overboard. I would like him to look like he really wants this job. That's all. Maybe that's too much to ask in this day and age. I don't know. Portions of today's program presented by our friends at your Garza Law Firm. Whether it's DUI defense, sex crimes, theft crimes, criminal defense, personal injury, underage drunk driving, drug crimes, domestic violence, internet, white collar, misdemeanor, before you say guilty, say Garza. And Marcos is very good at what he does. Their team is very good at what they do. Penalties for DUI are severe. Make sure you select the right DUI defense attorney in order to protect your rights and your future. And you can find the Garza Law Firm online at tncriminallaw.com. That's tncriminallaw.com. As we get ready to go back to our phones, 865-200-5402, your smart way, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee basketball overtime after each and every Tennessee game this year. Keith, we've had some real highs and some real lows through the years. Man, this is a real low point today. I'm taking this one harder than you are, Keith.
Well, it's a very winnable game. It's a very winnable game that you let get away. I mean, there's ample reason to be frustrated today, regardless of who was actually coaching the other team. I mean, they let one slip today that if you're going to have a halfway decent season, that's the kind of game they're going to have to win.
And we've got some Auburn fans taunting me on the Periscope, Keith. I feel sorry for you because you obviously care about Auburn basketball and you're one of the three people, in that state that does because they could care less. Back to the phones we go. As we get our next call in on a day when Mark Richt has swiped a coordinator away from Mississippi State, Tennessee is in hot pursuit of a coordinator perhaps, in football at Penn State. The movement, the silly season, the movement in the next 8 to 10 days is going to be crazy in the coaching profession. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, what's going on, Tony?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Lamont, man. I'm trying to stay calm because my English sounds like our boy's tweet that you retweeted, McKeel, talking about the GPA, keeping him on the field. If I get too mad and upset, I start talking like him. So let me try to keep my voice down.
All right.
But what in the world is going on? If Coach Barnes would even just clap his hands and fake like Phillip used to clap when he wasn't really happy, because we knew the man had a pulse on the sideline. I understand today that game wasn't all coaching, but you get paid to make me feel good, Tony. He get paid to make me feel like he coach and he cares. Does a man even care, Tony? Does a man even care?
That's my point 1,000%. He's not active in the media. I don't like that. He's not really active fan base wise. I don't like that. If you're going to do those things, you better recruit. He's not really recruiting.
He can't coach. He can. I'm sorry to cut you off, Tony. And by the way, don't ever apologize for coming out, man. I love you coming out and get after it. But check this. No one's questioning can Rick Barnes coach. He has a portfolio that says yes. My problem is, he knows that. He's like a man that says, I ain't got to notch my belt no more. Who have I got to prove? You got to prove me. You got to prove this fan base. That's who you got to prove, homie.
Well, Bino has a great adage. When you hire a guy at this place, for whatever sport you're in, make sure, it's the best job he's had.
I agree, Tony. I went out the door, man. Schofield looked good today. If we can't get at least double digits out of Mostella or double digits out of, who was the other one we were talking about? Oh, Hubs. Don't you agree we got to have it between the two of them? Good Lord, Tony. Have a great day, man.
To the phones we go. Thank you, Lamont. Great call. 865-200-5402. Keith, is that individual, does he have a right, when he's practicing his eyes discipline and watching the game, does he have a right to feel that way?
Well, certainly. I mean, people can feel whatever they want. I mean, I could care less if Barnes never gets up off the bench, and I could care less if he ever talks to the media, and I could care less if he ever talks to the fan base. Win games. I couldn't care less about all that other peripheral stuff.
Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402. Let's get our next call in. Next factual and furiously on your Smartway Garza Law Firm Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, Tony and Keith.
Hey.
It's Don.
Hey, Don. Welcome.
Hey, just want to make a couple of 3 points and have a little discussion. One thing I know you were talking about, you know, why we didn't go inside more since they had no inside defenders. It may not have been good, but we kept getting our shots blocked when we went to the rack. So might be one reason not to, as far as our bigs going to the rack, not Punter and those guys. But I don't, what, between our post players and forwards, they must have had at least 3-4 what should have been easy layups blocked at the rim. My biggest quandary today is, why didn't Dietrich Mostella play more? Keith, I know you probably watch it with a more coached eye than I do, but they put him in there in the first half. He has a great assist, makes a nice shot. You had a call a while ago saying Hubs and Punter was on one that could hit a floater. No, I think Mostella hits the prettiest floaters out there. And then they finally have to put him in there toward the end. The first thing he does is pop a three after we couldn't buy a three. So I just, unless he was just dogging it when I wasn't looking, I don't understand why he wouldn't play more.
I think he dictates his own minutes by how he plays defensively, and he's just a bad defender.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have anybody playing defense up in.
That's true. I mean, yeah, you can't bench them all.
No. It was nice to see Schofield take up slack, but, you know, we're talking about this person, that person, the other person. Bottom line is you cannot go with Armani Moore not scoring a point. Especially
he
matches up with. I'm sorry?
I mean, how many did Bachman have? I mean, between Bachman and Moore, what'd they score?
Oh, yeah, I don't think Bachman or Moore scored a point.
Don, to your point, just looking at the numbers, Bachman ends up with 2 points in the game. The designer had 1 point. Mostella had 5. And Mostella's plus minus number today was -6. Kasongo had a -10 in the game. The designer, which is very surprising for Armani Moore, had a -7 in today's game, which generally does not happen. In fact, the only guys in the plus category for Tennessee on the day, you guys want to guess who the only, there's one player. There is one player. Punter's plus minus number was 0. And Schofield's plus minus number was 0. There was one guy in positive numbers. Who was it? Take a guess.
Probably Shambari Phillips.
It was not Phillips. He was -2. Which is me on my best day. It was not Reese, who somebody's guessing on the Periscope. Who do you think, Don? Who was it? Who was the one guy that was in double figures? He was in positive numbers. He was a +5. And how were in that game?
Robert
when you look
Hubs.
At that, it was Robert Hubs. How are you in that game? How bad is Auburn? How bad, Don, is if that was a competent team, Keith, that we played today, what was the score?
Oh, you get beat 20. If you're playing anybody that's any good at all today, you get, and you shoot the ball that way, and you're as loose, and you're as loose defensively as they were, you get beat 20 if you're playing somebody that's good, at least.
Yeah, I mean, I kept asking myself, how can we be 2 for 24, 2 for 25, 2 for 26 from three, and clanging free throws right and left after the first half, and we're still down here with less than a minute to go and a chance to win a game? I mean, you're in overtime.
I love how they fouled, Don. Capurl's over there going, what did I do in my life that I'm here? What did I do that I'm here? I'm at Auburn. This guy just commits a foul. We're about to win this game.
Yep.
All right, Don. Sounds like you got heavy traffic ahead there, brother. It sounds like...
I rolled my window back up, Tony. The sun was putting my eyes out here the way I'm turning. I wanted to ask... I want to say one more thing, and that's about Coach Barnes. I'm on Keyside. I've been following on message boards and highlight films about this class we got coming in. I think it's a good class. I mean, there's not loaded with five stars. It's not North Carolina, Kentucky, Kansas, but they're dominating in almost every all-star game they're in. And then in their regular season games, they're all playing extremely well. Same with Josh Bone's brother, Jordan. Had 22 the other night. Next year we're going to have, if NCAA ever clears him, we'll have Lamonte Turner and Bone at point guard, maybe one other, which is really, so we'll go from no point guards to 2 to 3. Quay Parker and some of those guys have just showed out ever since I started following them. So I just don't think it's a bad class. I think it's a good class.
I hope you're right, Don. I really do. And I appreciate you calling. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
My point has always been with Barnes that I was just expecting more stars. Now, maybe it's not about stars. I mean, Tindall found Schofield. How many stars next to Schofield's name, Keith?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, Schofield certainly wasn't a highly rated recruit.
Rob Gray is tearing the cover off the ball in Houston right now. He took Temple apart today in Philly. Took him apart. And I think, did he have a double-double in their win against North Carolina earlier in the year? I think he did.
A big game against somebody really good. He had a huge game against LSU. I mean, no, there's no doubt he can play.
So my point is, those are two guys that were kind of under the radar. So there's a place for that. I mean, VCU's made a living for years. And I want to be fair to Rick Barnes. I'm kind of like that caller, though. I want to see some oomph, as the great Roddy Piper, the late great Roddy Piper once said. Let's get our next call in. Smartway, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime, all lines are jammed. Hello and welcome.
What's up, Rod?
Hey, Bobby. Welcome in.
Hey, first of all, I'm going to be somewhat negative at the beginning, and I'm going to bring it back some positive, I think, as well. And that is, negative, I'm dead on with you, Tony, there. I just don't – Barnes doesn't have it in his belly. He just doesn't seem like – oomph is the right word. But I would go with – it's like he's doing Rob Lanier a favor. That's almost what it's like to me. And I think that's what you're really saying without saying it, right?
I feel like Rob Lanier is your head coach. I mean, you talk to the media people who cover that on a daily basis. They feel like Rob Lanier is the head coach.
Yep, 100%. And I do too. And this is what you get out of a guy who's never coached a basketball team. 500 basketball team with a loss to a team that you're not supposed to lose to. Now, with that said, maybe you had a different expectation of today than I did. I never expected us to win today. I know Auburn is terrible. I just didn't think Bruce Pearl. He's not the same Bruce Pearl as he was here. Everybody knows that. I mean, if you watch them, you know that. But at the same time, he was not losing to Tennessee today. He just wasn't. I mean, at home, his first game against Tennessee at home, he wasn't losing today. So I never expected to win today. And that's as negative as I can be. I can say this. I put out on Twitter, and maybe I said it wrong, but I think Barnes can fly out coach. And when I say that, I think they're developing players extremely well. And I don't think anybody's going to argue that point. Kevin Punter's shot is proof that they know how to develop players. And Keith, you can probably speak better to the assistants than I can. Is Ogden not a really, really, really highly touted good assistant?
Yeah, I mean, I think people think very well. I mean, I don't think he's considered a great recruiter. I think people consider Chris Ogden a pretty good developmental coach.
Right. And also, you know, I look at Admiral Schofield. I'm just blown away at his progression in a very, very short window. Like 6 games ago, I was going, that kid doesn't need to be playing. And all of a sudden, he's going off for double digits almost every time he steps on the court. But, guys, here's my question. Can Armani Moore be Armani Moore with Admiral Schofield on the court? It's almost like you're watching the same player. They both throw the ball up and then go get it off the rim, right? They basically rebound their own shots, and they're tough, but shorter guys, but muscled up, and they play bigger than their size. But that's what they are, right?
I think to a great extent, I think there's some validity that they're somewhat similar.
But so should they both be in the game at the same time?
I think you almost have to, because I think you've got to get your best five out there.
That's a good point. I don't disagree. Well, I think I don't mean to bring the mood of the show down. Tony, I want you to be as angry as you want to be. I just don't think it's as bad. It's never as bad as it seems. It's never as good as it seems.
Oh, no.
I just don't think we were winning today.
I'll be over this on Monday. I hate stupid. You know what I mean? I just...
Yes, sir.
When I watch today's game, you shoot 28 threes against that team, mm-hmm. You're stupid. Yeah, that's stupid. Good. That's stupid basketball.
I mean, I think we shot 9% from three today. Is that right? Or 11, maybe 11, somewhere in there. That you can't do that in winning games. And Rick Barnes, I don't necessarily know if he was telling guys, don't shoot the three. Maybe Rob Lanier was telling them, don't shoot the three. But I do think that's their game, Tony. They take long-range jumpers because they don't have the size to pound the inside, so they take longer shots and then play with their athleticism to get rebounds. And that's really how they play on the offensive glass. So maybe that was just, we're going to keep doing what we do, and we're going to keep riding it, and hopefully things will start turning out. Because we do crash the offensive glass really well for our size. Have a great day.
Thank you, my friend. Great talking to you. Hatfield, you're presented by Lay It On Me.
By our friends at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House.
Well, say a word about it, Hatfield. Come on, come on.
Well, downtown next to the Historic Tennessee Theater. Not a bad place to spend an evening at all.
Back to the phones we go, 865-200-5402. I want to remind you, SmartWay, presenting portions of today's program. SmartWay, ladies and gentlemen, located at 8416 Kingston Pike, right out near Bearden High School. They're going to take great care of you. They've got everything for your home. Knoxville's newest retailer. Say it, know it, and write it down. Furniture, appliances, electronics, cell phones, tires, they've got it, okay? And if you want it, they've got it, even in a wanted, dead, or alive kind of way. They're going to take great care of you at SmartWay. Again, online at gosmartway.net. They're going to take great care of you at SmartWay. Let them take great care of you. And I want to remind you, you can adjust your payment schedule however you want it to work. However you want it to work. They're going to really take great care of you. What you pay, how much you pay, trust me, check out SmartWay. You'll appreciate and you'll be glad that you did. So I get ready to go back to our phones, get our next call in. 865-200-5402. Hatfield today presented by your friends at Clancy's. Tony B. ensconced in the Raymere studio, licking our wounds on the heels of an 83-77 defeat at the hands of Auburn. Last caller said he wasn't surprised. I hate it. Whether I'm surprised or not, I don't like losing to Bruce Pearl on a day where he comes out and says in our paper, in our local paper, that you fired me. No, nobody fired you. Nobody fired Konzo Martin. Philip Fulmer got fired. Those guys didn't get fired. That's what frustrates me. And his team, Keith, basketball IQ-wise, let's say it was a person, okay? What is their basketball IQ? If we're just talking about human intelligence quotient, what is it?
No, somewhere in the 50s.
Yeah. I mean, no offense to Walmart, but they're literally in aisle 6, peopleofwalmart.com, the woman that's like 400 pounds that has her leggings on. Volcat material, Hatfield.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, I mean, there's a reason. They've got a couple of talented guys, but there's a reason those guys are at Auburn and going through junior colleges and places like Marshall. They are what they are.
To the phones we go. 865-200-5402. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony B. TC in Athens.
Hey, TC in Athens. Welcome in, man.
Hey, buddy. I was driving back from Tampa today, so I had to listen. Before I get into that, let me ask you a question. Who wrote the article that you're talking about?
It's in today's New Sentinel.
But who was the writer?
I have no idea.
No, you don't?
No.
I'm just wondering, is there not a media person in Knoxville that has the gonads to actually ask the follow-up question and say, well, Bruce, actually, wouldn't you say that you fired yourself based on the show cause that you received from the NCAA? And see what his response to that. Is there nobody that has the guts to actually ask the follow-up question?
Well, look, I think probably that was, I don't know where that quote came from. That was under the radar to me. We've been kind of steeped in football the last several days. But there's no doubt that is just... Keith, what did you call that? Did you call that appalling? What word did you use for that earlier?
I mean, it's insulting.
It's insulting. That's a great word.
And it's asinine. I mean, because it's total nonsense. I mean, but it's the thing. The guy's the master of revisionist history. I mean, he tries to still pass himself off as a victim in the Deion Thomas stuff.
Unbelievable.
And I love him, TC. Listen. I will always appreciate Bruce Pearl, but that's just not fair, man. That's just throwing, shoveling hot coals into the face of a fan base in basketball that's done nothing but be the second best fan base in this conference in history through thick and thin, people that have gone to games. Look, I've got all three lines currently jammed on here. All three lines currently jammed on here. I mean, it's, what is it? It's 5:17 Eastern time on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. I mean, I don't know what to say to you.
Well, you know, Tony B, there's nights, and I think, Hatfield, you would probably agree with this. There are nights where just you're just cold, and the shots don't fall. Those nights happen, and the same thing happens on the other side where there's nights where you just have the hot hand and whatever you throw up goes, And tonight was one of those nights where obviously the team was cold and nothing was falling. So in that case, why the heck are you throwing it up from the 3-point land over and over and over again? Don't you realize that there's more than one way to get 3 points in one possession? And with our athleticism, yeah, we don't have a big guy underneath. We just don't. But with our athleticism, we guys that can drive to the basket and draw a foul and use their athleticism to try to get three. And the fact is Armani, if Armani isn't, and that's happened a time or two. It actually happened when the team came here to Athens, to Georgia. He didn't show up at all for the game. If you remember the last time they came and we got beat. But when he doesn't show up, you gotta have him. You gotta have him. You gotta have Punter, and then you gotta have at least one other guy, whether that's Balkman or Mostella or whoever, to show up and score. But the thing that probably hooked me more than anything is, just based on what I was hearing on the radio, yeah, there's gonna be nights where you're just cold, but you can always play with effort. From some of the things that, Bob and Bert were saying, it sounded like a lot of times there was just very little effort. On the defensive side, especially.
Keith, how do you respond to that? Lack of effort? Well, what do you think?
They had three or four guys tonight day that certainly they were in no danger of injuring themselves. I'll put it that way.
And to me, that's just inexcusable. Lack of effort is always inexcusable.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, but here's the thing. We've seen this. When you can't throw it in the ocean, your defense is going to struggle. Again, I think it's a miracle they didn't get beat by 50 points today.
That is true.
Because that's what that was. I mean, that was a game where if you're playing somebody that can play, you're getting hammered. Because Tennessee looked like, I mean, offensively, they looked like, you know, they were out too late. I don't know another way to say it. I'm sure they weren't, but what I'm saying is it was just one of those days where they couldn't hit a shot.
Yeah, they were just cold. There are days where you just can't hit a shot.
Yeah. You know, there are days where I don't know what you do. There are days where I can't get a word out of my mouth. You know, I'm serious. And you're just kind of like, when did I learn to talk? You know?
Wow.
Thank you, brother.
Interesting.
Hey, I hope you have a great trip, man.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I'm back home now. Just got back, man.
All right.
I listened to you most of the way back until the game came on, so I appreciate your book corners and appreciate the fifth quarter show because I caught that on the way back on the podcast. So thanks for all you do, man.
All right, man. Be safe and stay blessed. Thank you, TC. Here's to a great 2016 together. 865-200-5402. Keith, any other thoughts before we go back to the phones?
Well, I think we saw. I mean, I've asked that. I thought they maybe should press a little more. I think we saw tonight. I think we saw when they went to the press why they don't do it. I mean, Auburn immediately gets a run out dunk as soon as they went to the press. So I think we see why they don't do that.
No, I would have kept Auburn in front of me today and said to Canty, you're going to make shots. And to the other guard, you're going to make shots, Brown. And they did. And you know what's crazy about today's game, Keith, which had the feel of something that wasn't meant to be? There were a couple sequences where, in particular in the second half there, at like the 11-minute mark, where I yelled an F-bomb out loud or two. And I'm better than that. Actually, I don't know. I'm not. But the Tennessee has a chance to score. And then there's a tip, and the ball flies out to Canty, and he just lines up and bombs in a three. I mean, it was absurd.
Well, there was a sequence, I think, between Auburn went up 11. I mean, Hubs misses a layup. They go down, make a layup, and we're down 11. So, I mean, those are the kind of 4-point swings that beat you.
Back to the phones we go, 865-200-5402. I'm Tony Basilio. Keith Hatfield, the dulcet tones you're hearing, along with Donnie Tyndall, will be in the paint Tuesday night, 6:30, Foxville 43. We'll have this one to talk about, and then we'll have Texas A&M and Florida. Tennessee's two upcoming games, both at home, an opportunity to get one back, because A&M, a game I wrote down before the start of the season in this building as a loss, chance to steal one there. Florida, I've got as a win.